Okay, I've got a video here, Harley. Can you do a video to help me about bullies? How to handle them? It's been 2.5 years. I've gone to the same class full of bullies. It has affected my performances so much. I know you'd say focus on your purpose, but it's not easy to not get angry, and that decreases my performance at school. I study music, so I do what I love, and I have a purpose. But you have no idea how much people who bully me has affected my emotions and performance. I'm definitely at one of the best in my class. They're jelly. Take it as a compliment. When it comes to music, I'm the best in my class, but if I had respectful people in my class, I would go to 100 times better. I find myself coming home from school angry and crying at night for hours trying to calm down and just ignore it, but it does not exist. I try and ignore it as it doesn't exist. I try and distract myself. It affects my sleep, which affects my next day. Yesterday, I cried myself to sleep, just slept up a couple of hours and had not a good day today. You are, for me, the most trusted person on the internet. There is no one else I can ask advice except you. I appreciate that. Appreciate it a lot. Can you make a video talking about that and how to handle these people who constantly try to bring you down, make fun of you, and just be over you mentally, physically? Your videos have helped me a lot. I would appreciate if you do that video. Thanks. This is the reality. This is, dude, do that. It's a compliment, man. It's a fucking compliment that people find your performances so good. It could be your performance. It could be you got a hot girlfriend or hot boyfriend or a good boyfriend or great girlfriend. It could be you're good on the bike. It could be good, great, fantastic at music. It could be many things. People are going to be jealous, okay? It's a compliment, all right? Look at the bullies I get online. Like, I get stalkers, man. People make websites about me. Like, you know, I've got one guy who's been doing blogs about me for the last 9 years. I take it, and that's a little bit crazy, it's a bit obsessive, but I take it as a compliment, because if you take anything less than a compliment, it starts to affect your life quality, you know? And so you're in school with these people every day. Like, it doesn't matter what, like, if you can't handle these bullies at school, the universe will keep giving them to you, okay? It's just how it is. You go, oh, if I just got rid of these people, I could be like 100 times better. No, because if you get rid of them, then you haven't learned the lesson, right? Like, let's say we press a button and they disappear, you haven't learned the lesson how to deal with the bullies. When you learn how to deal with the bullies in that level, the universe will go, okay, cool, they can go, and then it will replace with the next level and the next level and the next level. That's just how it is. If you want to be great at something, if you're a great person at something, whether it's public speaking, YouTube, dancing, music, whatever, you're gonna have haters, man. And if you're shit at stuff, no one really cares. People feel sorry for you. They might mock you and laugh at you, but they generally won't bully you consistently, right? It's generally when people are jealous that they're just obsessed about it and they just can't, you know. When they see you failing, they're like, oh, geez, okay. But when they see you succeeding, that's when the daggers come out. People are like, you know, like, every time I get a new girlfriend, or a hot girlfriend or whatever, or just have some sort of, you know, success in the eyes of people, some people go crazy, you know. I go crazy, man, with jealousy. And I don't have any hate for him. I used to at the start. I was, like, so angry and so frustrated. And I was like, what are these people doing? Why me? And they're like, hang on, why me? It's not why me. It's like, just, it is what it is. People are jealous. They're insecure. They're living in pain. They want to be you. They want some attention from you. Whatever. It's a compliment. It's a compliment, okay? They want to get some attention from you, or they see your excellence or your results, it makes them look bad or whatever. If someone doesn't have the results you do, it doesn't make them bad. They should just work as hard, or maybe they don't have the talent or the luck or whatever. Like, it's just, I'm never jealous of someone. And I was in the past a bit when I was younger. And, be inspired versus irritated at people's successes, you know. Otherwise, you live a really hard life, man. You really live a really bitter life. You live in resentment and anger. So if you have an ounce of anger for any of these people, you're losing. You're failing, you know. You're your worst enemy then. Because, you know, I can honestly say that I've had a lot of, you know, bad things happen in my life. But when I look at the context of them compared to some people who live in Africa, and I'm like, you know what, I don't have any problems. I've never had any problems in my life, you know. That person's had some real problems. And that person, we might compare them to someone else who has some next level problems, all right? So there's always someone out there who's doing it way worse than you, and they're doing way better than you, because they just have to reframe it better, okay? Some people, oh, but it's not the same. You know, like, I shouldn't have to go through this. Well, you shouldn't, but you are. It's just, it's the universe. It works in weird ways. But my tip is for you, you know, I've been there. I've been in your shoes. I'm still in your shoes. It never goes away. Now, today, with working online, someone can just make a website about you and just trash you, and it stays up for your whole life. It can affect your ability to earn money and have, you know, social status. It's crazy. Someone can get out there and defame you, and there's nothing that can be done because it can be done anonymously. Google won't take it down. And if it gets taken down, they can put it up the same day on a different server or whatever. Right? So you just have to be able to deal with it, man. It's just, it's welcome to the internet. Welcome to life. There's going to be bullies out there. These bullies are just insecure people. People of my caliber, people who matter, can spot that from a mile away. And they'll be like, yeah, wow, you're actually pretty good. That's why you got bullies. That's why you got haters. Because you're talking truth. Or you're skilled at something. You've got a reason people are jealous of you. Okay? So it doesn't matter. Like, what these bullies say about you, people like me, people who you value, okay, will see straight through the bullies and the haters and the, you know, the liars or whatever. They'll see straight through that, okay? So these bullies don't affect you. They can make a website about you. It won't affect you in the eyes of people who have life experience. We'll be able to see through people's obsession and stalking of you, okay? So relax, okay? Been there, done that. You know. You sound like you need more carbs as well. If you're crying about it, like, it's okay to get a bit angry and frustrated for a little bit, for a couple minutes, you know? Just get a boxing bag and get laid into it a bit. But otherwise, just like, just let it be, man. Let it be. It's otherwise, if you can't handle it, it just keeps going on and on and on and on and on, you know? And that's it. If you can't learn the lesson, the universe will teach it to you viciously again and again and again. That's what I've learned, you know. So every time I want to get frustrated or angry at someone, I'm like, pause, relax, you know, get some carbs. Generally, you know, I hadn't had enough carbs, or maybe had to have a bit more sex, or a bit more sleep, or a bit more water, or just shift my perception, you know, shift what I'm focusing on. So if I was you, I'd keep focusing on your music. I would say, if you notice the haters, you're not focusing enough on your music. Yeah. You're not focusing enough on your carbohydrate. You're not focusing enough on your sleep, water, sugar. If you can hear the little bullies, you're not focusing enough. Now, if these people are physically harming you, then that's, you got to maybe, you know, get the police involved, do things like that. But if it's just like, just ignore it, you know. Now, if it was me in your shoes, I would probably slap some people around, you know. I would probably do something to slap them around so they just stop, you know. Sometimes a bully needs a bit of a bitch slap before they settle down. Now, you might not be a fighter, you know. You might not want to stand up to someone physically. If I was in his shoes, I would stand up to him physically. I'd grab him by the shirt, maybe give him a slap around, for sure. Not hurt him, but just let him know. Maybe push him or something like that. Just give him a bit of physical form that they start to respect, because some people only respond to violence, you know. So, but again, if you're going to use violence, use it in a way that no one gets injured, you can't get sued, where it's just, you know, the courts go, yeah, you're sorry, yeah, don't worry about it, you know. So you want to be given concussions and stuff like that. So violence does have a place, but you have to not act at the heat of passion. It has to be calculated violence. That violence could be grabbing someone, you know, getting in their face, things like that. Well, you don't hurt anyone. You just, you know, just like, you bit of a monkey bluff. Let them know that, you know, it's not okay what they're doing. Yeah, so that can definitely be helpful. Even just shouting at someone can be like enough for them to chill out. You know, then they might want that reaction. They might want to feel some passion from you. So it depends on the situation. If I was you, you know, I would grab them by the scruff and say, dude, just chill out. I don't want to hear your shit anymore. Cheers, thank you. And leave it at that. Change the subject. Talk about football or whatever. Just let them know. That's all I would do. You know, because again, if you're working with them and stuff like that, it can get a bit much, you know. But again, if you're crying about it, you know, that's a bit much. That's an overreaction, okay? If you're going home and the bullies are still there, you know, if you're going to sleep with that, if you think about it, then, you know, you're not winning. You're losing there. So that's where you need to focus, shift your focus on. So, like, if I have an interaction with a driver or a toss bag out there, I'll get in their face, I'll get all violent. But then as soon as the altercation's gone, it's not with me anymore. Maybe I process it a little bit, think about it, like, I could do that a little bit better, blah, 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 blah. Maybe that was a bit funny. Eh. But then I just drop it. It doesn't carry home with me. Because if you carry it home with you, then that's when, that's when you're wasting time and focus. If that makes sense. So in that situation, focus more on your music. Maybe you have to grab someone by the scruff. I don't even know what these people are doing to you. You didn't even know what they're doing. Maybe what they're doing, maybe they're not even bullying you. You know what I mean? Maybe it's just you're getting perceived that they're bullying you. So maybe it's just harmless banter. So it depends on the situation. But yeah, it's if you can't handle that, if you leave your course or leave your workplace because of bullies or whatever, it's that sometimes you do that. Like, I couldn't work with fuckwits anymore. I have worked with a lot of fuckwits over the years, and maybe people thought I was a fuckwit, so but I would say that like where I work here on YouTube world, I can't do anything about the people out there who make videos about me or troll me or trying to slant. I can't do nothing about it. Can't do not a single thing about it other than just be like, eh, is what it is. Is what it is. Does it affect me financially? Or yeah, for sure. I've got proof of that. I can prove that. But, do it. What can you do about it? What can you do about it? It's just, what can you do? You can't do nothing about it. So I'm at my workplace. I get cyber bullied or whatever. Cops don't care, whatever. Like, it's just, it's just a new workplace. But if you're at the real workplace where people are working with you physically, then, there are things you can do. I would say get violent with them, controlled violent, smart violent. Maybe you can write them a note, say, hey, dude, just chill out, Maybe start with a note, Depends on the person. Some people only respond to violence. Some people respond to a kind note, Some people respond to that. Some people only respond to violence. Some people only respond to a lawyer writing them. I don't know what it's going to be for these people. But the biggest thing, there's two parts here. Deal with them, take action with them, but also take action with yourself so you're not losing sleep over it. You're not flipping about it. You're not crying about it when you come home. Come on, man. You're at home now. Just drop, it's just a two-part thing. You've got to take action with them and you've got to take action with yourself. This is the most important one. Action with yourself, okay? Because there's always going to be haters. They disappear, take action with them. There'll be someone else to replace it. Because you're good at something. So you're always going to have jealousy. Okay? It's just how it is. Comes with the territory. Action with them, take action on yourself. Action with yourself, more carbs. More sugar, all right? I hope you're eating enough sugar out there. Drink cordial. Drink water with that. Skull straight cordial. If you're feeling sad, get straight cordial. Skull it down. Sugar and water, skull it down. Sugar on fruit, get it down. You'll be like, oh, that's, my problems aren't as amplified as they used to be when I was under carb an hour ago or 10 minutes ago. Oh, you're just numbing your emotions with food. Yeah, that's what your body wants to do. Because when you have enough carbohydrate, you got more cortisol, you're more flighty and frantic and anxious. Get carbs in so you're more resilient, all right? It's like saying, oh, you're really cold, so you put on a warm jacket. Yeah, or you should just stay out there in the cold and just deal with it and deal with hypothermia and toughen up. You can go and do that, but I prefer to be cold and not get injured and, Oh, you're wearing a helmet because you're worried about you might hit your head and get unconscious and damage. Yeah. Oh, but you should just, develop a rock-hard head. Nah. So, you got to look after your health. Go look after your carbohydrate, okay? So you can live in other realities, but I would say carb up, go to bed earlier, stop using the stimulants. Caffeine can be a real anxiety trigger. So can chocolate, theobromine is probably one of the worst. I would say ease off the stims because they can really make things amplify a lot more that wouldn't otherwise be amplified. You're not yourself when you're hangry. You're not yourself when you're running on caffeine and theobromine. When it starts to wear off, you can feel like, life's so tough. Poor me, I'm a victim. You start getting more pathetic. So yeah, you're on the right track. Thanks for reaching out. This problem's very, very small. We will make things in our head bigger than they really are. That's just human nature. We always look for problems. Because in nature, if you don't look for problems, you'll walk into the lair of the lion. You know what I mean? He's like, wow, oh, there's some big pretty cats. Oh, there's pussycats are coming towards me. Oh, pussycat, you want to say hello? Oh my God, a pussycat just bit my neck off. You know, so in nature, your brain's always looking for problems. What's wrong here? What's wrong? What's wrong? What's wrong? That's survival. We can sort of switch that part of our brain off a lot more. You know, maybe when we're driving or cycling, we can pay attention. Okay, is this safe? What's going on here? But there's a part of your brain we need to turn it down a little bit. Okay, turn it down a little bit. It's okay. It's okay if you're rejected by the beaters. It's good. It's okay. And so just put things in context. Avoid overreacting by making sure you have enough sleep, water, sugar, and then also put in context the situation. People are jealous of me. It's a compliment. They're bullying me because they want some attention. They're bullying me because they're jealous. There's only two reasons. They want your attention and or they're jealous of you. Generally, both of those. Take it as a compliment, okay? They're not really bullies. They're obsessed fans in love with you. They want to hate bang you. They want to talk to you. They want to have you in their head when they go home. They're obsessed about you, okay? They're obsessed about you, and they don't know how to share it. So, you know, sometimes they need a bit of a rough up to say, hey, just back off a bit. Back off a bit. Hopefully that helps. If not, let us know below. And let me know what you think. Bullies are just obsessed fans.